go.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right, folks, welcome to the show. We are live. Hold on, I'm just sharing this around. So, folks, you're there in the live feed. We got a couple people in there. Please be sure to share wherever you can.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Well, you know, we're getting some tricky signal here tonight. Who knows what's happening? It was a little low. I cranked it up. Let's see what happens. My guests are chiming in here in the live feed. I see them going in right now. Folks, we're going to be talking about the border wall with Brian Colfage and some of the angel parents, Laura Irish Wilkerson, Mary Ann Mendoza, and Steve Ronnebeck, who were all down on the border recently with Brian, getting ready to rock and roll with this wall. Great, great stuff, ladies and gentlemen. You wanted to know where your money went. If you donated tonight, you'll find out where it's going, what's exactly happening, and what else you can do to help. And actually what I got to do here today is I have to call Brian. So I'm going to call into Brian right now. We're going to add a call. So what I'll do while we're adding the call is for you folks, we're going to play this amazing version of Gladys Knight singing the national anthem last night at the Super Bowl as I get Brian Colfage live on the line. And if you're in the queue and you're one of my guests, if you're Laura or if you're Mary Ann or if you're Steve, please press 1 to bring you to the top of the switchboard. Thank you. And now, let's see what happens. We're going to add a folks, the highlight of yesterday's Super Bowl, absolutely the highlight for me in the whole game, was Gladys Knight singing the national anthem. God bless her. If you didn't see her statement, go to my page, Patriot Nation Radio Network. Her statement is on what she said about the Colin Kaepernick protest and the whole thing about the national anthem and the American flag being dragged down into the controversies and propaganda generated by the left. Unbelievable stuff. You know what I'm saying? We got a great show on tap for you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We will be speaking with the GoFundMe Border Wall campaign creator. We'll get the web information, where you can donate, where the money's going, and all what's happening just here in 2 seconds. I also want to let you know that we have Marianne Mendoza, Laura Irish Wilkerson, and Steve Ronnebeck, angel parents whose children were unfortunately taken, had their lives taken by illegal immigrants, a preventable crime. But without further ado, I want to bring in our featured guest right away. And before I do that, don't forget to hit DaveBrayUSA.com. Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition. We'll play his version of the Star-Spangled Banner at the end of the show. And, of course, LibertyRush.com is social media without the liberal leftist rhetoric that you get bombarded with on Facebook. Unfortunately, here we are on Facebook. So anyway, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Brian Colfage from the Air Force. God bless you. Thank you so much for your service and your sacrifice, sir. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
No problem. I saw that you put this campaign together, and I was absolutely amazed at how fast it grew, as were many of us. Did you expect your campaign to grow so incredibly quick, so fast?
No, I don't think I expected it to be big and grow large, but I didn't expect it to grow at that rate. I don't think we've ever seen anything grow that fast organically, and it shows you the support for the wall. It shows you what the American people want. It shows you how frustrated they are as well.
The people have spoken. I think you had it like in 10 days, almost 250,000 people donated. Was that about the correct number that I saw?
Yeah, it's pretty close to that. And around 10 days, 250,000, and probably close to like $18 million. You can't even fathom those numbers. I mean, that quick, right?
And then you had folks like Sheila Jackson Lee from Texas trying to put forth legislation to stop the money from going to the border wall. What exactly happened with that? And then we'll go on to a little bit more specifics of how much money was raised. There was some things you had to do some shuffling around and stuff I was reading.
Yeah.
Tell folks a little bit about that, and then we'll keep rocking.
Well, it shows, you know, what the left is willing to do. And it's all rhetoric. It's all gameplay. There's nothing that they were going to be able to do with that. And, you know, ultimately we knew that the Democrats were not going to give Trump a penny for his wall. And that is what drove our decision to not give the money to the government as we originally intended, because we all knew if we handed it over to the government, they weren't going to build the wall with it because of the Democrats who control the House. It was common sense, and everyone was just messaging me. I was getting hundreds, like thousands of messages a day saying, don't give the money to the government. They're not going to use it for what the intended purpose is. So that's what we were left with, this huge decision of what to do with the money.
Right. And so now, last week, you were down in McAllen, Texas, with a couple of my good friends, and they come on the show regularly to talk about their stories, Marianne Mendoza and Steve Ronnebeck. And I'm gonna bring each one of them in right now. I think I got them right here. Marianne and Steve, say hello to Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Great.
Good.
Thanks for coming on with us too and hooking me up.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Brian.
This to me is very amazing to have such great patriots that would give me their time to come on my show. And I want to thank each and every one of you guys for giving me the time, because I believe this is a really important issue, what we have going on. And the folks on the left would have you believe there's no crisis, and 90% of all drugs, heroin and fentanyl, are coming across the southern border, and that's not a crisis, as some 300 kids, what is it, a day or is it a week, that are dying from heroin and fentanyl? I mean, the numbers are astronomical. Not only that, 4,000 homicides in 2 years. So people are dying left and right because of what's happening at the southern border. So you guys all met down on the border this week, last week, tell us what you guys were actually doing down in McAllen, Texas.
We were down there just, you know, kind of getting away from the land. And that GoFundMe campaign transformed into a private nonprofit called Rebuild the Wall. And so Marianne Mendoza and Steve Ronenbeck, they're on our advisory board. So we brought all our board members down there. We toured the border. And we just got a lay for the land and seeing what we're dealing with, because a lot of the people on our board haven't seen the border in Texas and haven't seen what's going on. And they don't, you know, they don't live in Arizona like a lot of, you know, the other people on our team. And it was an eye-opener. It was an eye-opener for me. And I lived in Tucson for 10 years, and I've never seen anything like what I saw when I was there for one day,
right,
for 30 minutes on the border. And we saw over 40 people come across that border uncontested. And, I mean, I think Steve and Marianne can speak for it. It was mind-boggling to see what was going on, and it just how easy it is to get across.
And Steve and Marianne and we have another friend with us. I don't think she made it down to the border with you guys, but she was up in the office with Nancy Pelosi when she said, "Hey, Nancy's not in the office." And then a young lady comes and knocks on the door and goes right into a meeting with Nancy Pelosi as she hides behind a door and a big wall. So I'm going to bring her in, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome also to the show, Laura Irish Wilkerson. Say hello to Brian, Laura.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Hey.
Nice.
Now, Marianne, Steve, and Laura's stories are intertwined because of what happened to their children.
Right.
And folks are donating to this wall, and there's been some changes that had to happen to make this come to fruition. And
sure.
Can some people be expecting refunds or anything? Is there anything like that happening where people are asking for money back?
Yeah, well, my original promise was if we didn't hit $1 billion in a timely manner, I'd offer a full refund. And so what we're doing, I'm keeping my word on that. Anyone who wants a refund has 90 days from the time of, from January 11th, they have 90 days to get a full refund on that. And if anyone else who wants to move forward with us building the wall, they just have to opt in, and basically just they say they opt in, and their donation goes towards building that wall. And you know, that's what we're doing. We're building the wall. Simple as that. We're not playing games. We're able to consult with private companies, like the best of the best in the world, things that the U.S. government can't even do because they're the U.S. government. And our team of people are just people who are passionate about building this wall, because I've said over and over and over, is one death in America. One American death is way too many to begin with, and that's a reason that we need to have border security, because if we can't take care of our own people, then what business do we have even, you know, protecting our country? It's ridiculous, and we need to start caring for the American people instead of the illegal aliens.
Right. I have people at my job that actually said, "Oh, my God, you know, President Trump, I wish he would quit his whining. I want what I want when I want it." And my response to them is, "Hey, listen, that guy is the only president in our time that set up a list of promises and checked them off one after another. And then he came to this promise, and he saved the best for last because he knew it was going to be a fight like this. He knew it would be an ongoing battle, and it's probably going to last. The building of the wall, when it's finished, everything, till the election. And when 2020 comes,
well,
he's going to say, look, we got a wall, or we got blocked by a bunch of heathen leftists who hate America and are in with the drug cartels and the human traffickers and all of this other stuff, because if they weren't, they would put up a wall in a minute. They must be making money. Otherwise, they'd be like, yes, put up a wall. Our kids are getting killed. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and they need to walk for 1 minute in Steve and Laura in my shoes. And as we're speaking today, an American is being killed by an illegal alien. There's been one, two, maybe even three today. It will happen again tomorrow, and it'll continue happening every day until our politicians realize this is a crisis in our country, and it's becoming overwhelming. They have got to feel overwhelmed in Washington because they've allowed this problem to get so huge that this isn't an overnight fix. But when you have people like Brian who step forward and says, let's get this done, and you have American people donating to this cause saying, we have to get this done, this is a movement, and we have got to keep this movement going forward, and the naysayers need to just go away because we're going to get this done.
You know, hey, Mark.
And
hey, Mark.
Yes.
Okay. Well, and to add on that, I want to give a reality check to the listeners. And this is
ladies
what
and
Brian,
gentlemen, Steve Ronovec.
Brian is doing an excellent job at what he's doing. And him starting this, here's why we need people like Brian, okay? Just this last week, there was a drug bust at the southern border. You didn't hear about it on mainstream media. But they
you
were
can find
able
it on
to,
my page.
Yep. 50, enough fentanyl to kill 57 million people. Okay, that's one drug bust down at the border. Okay, that's coming through. They tried to go through a port of entry. Can you imagine what's actually
right.
coming across the unprotected parts of our border?
Right.
I mean,
and think about this. Think about this. What if a radical terrorist went up to the observation deck of the Empire State Building with a kilogram of fentanyl and decided he was just going to open that package and fling it into the air? Think of it.
Yeah.
This is crazy. We have got to stop
it
before innocent lives are killed even worse by terrorists. That's not out of the question. You know?
You know, Brian, even Marianne and Laura and I, we heard about what Brian was doing. It was just amazing to all of us. And again, what Brian told you, what we actually got to see, and Marianne and Laura and I, we've all been to the border, and Marianne and I have been to the border here in Arizona, and we didn't really get to see people crossing, but to actually see people crossing the border uncontested and then waiting for Border Patrol to pick them up, they're not even hiding. They just walk out in the open, and they want Border Patrol to pick them up because they want free stuff.
Right.
They're going to get taken care of. And it's our tax dollars that's going to take care of these people. It's got to stop.
Absolutely.
And to mention the moment, and then there's a moment that left me speechless. There was a moment that
when they come across, the Catholic charities are the Catholic churches and charities take them in, and they register them for the IRS for their taxes, and they all go claim like. All their kids might not even be in the United States. They might be in Honduras. So they're going to claim nine kids or how many kids they have, and instantly they get cut their check to the IRS for having all the dependents. They don't have to pay taxes on anything.
Nuts.
And it's just going to get worse and worse and start draining our system.
Well, I saw a report. I saw a report.
And that's what their welfare and food stamp benefits are based off of is how many kids they put on that paperwork.
Right. And you know what? I saw this one guy.
Your back taxes. You know, they can claim 3 years
back taxes.
This one
guy, he was there.
Yes, they can, Laura.
Yeah.
There was one gentleman there on the border, or whatever. He was here in America, and he was making one of these tax claims. And he was claiming nieces and nephews that didn't live in America, and his return was $29,000. Has anybody ever gotten a tax return of $29,000? Not anybody I know.
I haven't even gotten $2,900.
Maybe $29.
So now, Brian, I know you're on a little bit of a limited time frame here. So if folks want to continue to donate to these efforts, tell folks how they can donate, and then tell folks exactly where their money's going who may have donated.
All right. Well, we're still running the GoFundMe. It hasn't been canceled, popular by what liberal media says. It's not been shut down. So you can go to GoFundMe.com. And it's /TheTrumpWall, or you can just search it on GoFundMe, The Trump Wall. It's the one with $20 million, the biggest one on there. You can donate right through there. We have a website now. It's WeBuildTheWall.us, not .com, but .us. And that will also link you to the GoFundMe. But that webpage explains everything we have going on, has some questions, frequently asked questions, shows who our team is. And when you donate, your donation is going to build the wall. We are now a nonprofit, 501c4. We are setting up like full-time employees to help, and so there is going to be a little bit of an admin expense. But we are going to be like top of the line, fully legit, nonprofit, full accountability. We're going to have an outside audit agency, and we're going to show the American people exactly where all their money's going. And we're going to get this law bill. And we're not, you know, there's so many people saying you can't do it, it can't be done. But, you know, walk a, like the angel parents say, walk a day in my shoes. That's what I tell those naysayers, walk a day in my shoes. I've been told so many times you can't do something. And just like people say, I would never walk again. And I walked out of Walter Reed 11 months later. So we're getting this done, but it's only because the American people are donating. It's their project, their wall. And, you know, I can't thank everyone who donated enough, but we need the American support on this big time.
Brian, I want to
and
thank you,
more.
Too, for what you're doing and for your service to this country. I mean, it's invaluable what you're doing for our country, and I just am grateful that you've stepped forward and are figuring it out, because that's exactly what we needed.
It is incredible.
Guys.
And again, I would definitely like to thank you for your service and the sacrifices that you made and continue to serve our country. Folks, this is what real heroes don't always wear capes. You understand? I've seen a shirt recently that said all heroes don't wear capes. Brian don't wear a cape. Maybe on Halloween if he's Batman, you know, but he don't wear
most
a cape. And to me,
boots.
You're a hero, sir. And I don't want to sound like but I'm a little bit starstruck. Sometimes when I have people like you come on the show, I get a little like, wow, this is really amazing. I'm talking to this guy. I can't believe he's on my show, and I'm just baffled and so thankful that I'm able to do this in this country because of people like you who gave such a tremendous sacrifice so that our free speech and our Constitution can remain intact. Please accept all my thanks and gratitude to you and all the veterans, those who gave some sacrifice and those who gave the ultimate sacrifice, so that I can wave my flag, so that people like Colin Kaepernick can disrespect the flag.
These are the things that make America great. Brian's working
24/7
on this project. He does not sleep. He does not rest. I mean, I'm amazed at the energy that this man has and the patriotism and the compassion he shows for American victims of illegal alien crime, because, you know, we don't get that from our politicians. So I've just been very honored to get to know him and spend time with you, Brian, because you mean more to me than a lot of the politicians in D.C. do, trust me.
Thank you.
You know, Brian, last weekend was an amazing weekend, and I'll just, you know, exactly what Marianne said. I mean, you really don't understand what this means to me and my family, and everybody in my family has donated. And Brian, you're the real deal. You are just, and Mark's right, you're a hero, and you're a hero in our eyes. And you want to talk about being starstruck? I mean, you know, get to meet the man in person, and it's even worse. You know, he's just that good of a person.
Hey, Brian, I have someone in the live feed that's asking, do you do speaking engagements? And if so, how can people get in touch with you to come and do speaking engagements?
Right now, I don't have the time to do any speaking engagements, but I used to do them. With this wall project, I can't really take any speaking engagement type stuff. But in the future, I have a website. It's just Brian Colfage, my name, briancolfage.com, and I can be reached there. But while this wall is being built, I'm putting all my effort and time into that.
Right on. And have you guys got any sites yet picked out where the first walls are going to be going up?
We have a couple of sites in Texas that we're working with. We're just trying to nail down specifics on which one has the biggest impact, because we want to have an impact pretty formal. So that's what we're working with. We have a few designs we're coming up with, and we have some really big news coming out this week, actually hopefully tomorrow. So stay tuned for that. It should be one of the biggest stories we've had since this whole project started.
Well, I have a friend down there in Brownsville, Texas, lives at a 21-acre ranch right on the Rio Grande. His name is Rusty Montes, and he'd be more than honored to allow you to build the wall on his ranch.
All right, we'll send him our way, because we're definitely trying to get as many people as we can involved with this.
he actually had some of the prototypes built in his driveway maybe a summer or two ago. They built a few of the prototypes and had Border Patrol agents come and check them out. So who knows?
Oh, nice. Cool. Yeah, definitely.
He's a great patriot.
We'll send him our way. We definitely like to talk with him.
Excellent. Brian, I want to thank you so much for your time tonight. If you want to stick around as we talk about the coming caravan and stuff with Steve, Mary Ann, and Laura, you're more than welcome. I know you're pressed for time and very busy, and I'll leave that up to you.
I hear
you.
Little one.
Yeah. My little one's at Taekwondo practice right now, so it's actually quiet in here. God bless, Brian, and thank you so much. Maybe we can come on again for an update here in the near future.
Yeah, we're going to Tucson this week, or actually somewhere right outside Tucson, Sierra Vista. So we'll have some new updates come along.
And coming up here on the I forget the exact date, I will have Lisa Joe and Jennifer Harrison. They've been filming the buses of illegal aliens being dropped off all over Phoenix. And they're going to be coming on with I got them coming on with the creator of Lexit, I believe. Let me see who I got coming on with them. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, I know that guy.
Stuart Rhodes is coming on. David Basulto and Kenny Cool. Kenny Cool just got thrown off of Spirit Airlines, Frontier Airlines, for wearing a Trump hat. He's coming on.
Oh, no.
I got him coming on the show. But, yeah, I got them coming on. We got a bunch of stuff coming up, Stuart Rhodes and others. They're coming on the 18th. Who do I got on the 18th? Anyway, they filmed that stuff. Oh, and his name is William Gein from Americans for Legal Immigration PAC will be joining Lisa Joe and Jennifer Harrison. That'll be on the 18th. That's going to be a great show. But so Steve and Mary Ann, you guys were down on the border with Brian and seeing 30 of these people coming across the border. And there's nothing you can do. How does that make you feel when you see this and you're a person and here they are, knowing what these people are capable of firsthand? You see 30 people just walking in, not even hiding. What is the feeling you feel when you see that?
I'm at the point now where I know that our Border Patrol are not patrolling our border anymore. They sit in from the border. These people cross the river. You know, the cartel brings them across. Brandon Darby from Cartel Chronicles was with us, telling us 1,200 people a day at least cross that part of the river where we are. They tell the illegals, walk up the road, Border Patrol's waiting for you. They've become border babysitters. They have vans come and pick these people up. They spend all day processing paperwork, processing these people into our country. Our president has got to give our Border Patrol the power back that they need. Even in Arizona, they're 30 to 40 miles in from the border because the Border Patrol says it's too dangerous for them to be on the border, which leaves our ranchers as first line of defense with these illegal criminals who are coming across our border smuggling drugs. There has got to be immigration changes. Yes, there's good laws in place, but we cannot continue to allow these people to cross a river, set foot on our soil, and claim asylum and be released into our country instead of being held at the border for their asylum hearings. This insanity has to stop. We cannot continue to support these people any longer.
You know, there's so many loopholes in that, Mary Ann, loopholes in the immigration laws that they quickly figure them out, and they're, you know, always a step behind them. It just seems unfeasible that, you know, we created all of this security after the 911 attack when instead we should be, you know, doing it before you get attacked. And, you know, it's no question it's going to happen again. It's just when, you know, it's not just nice people coming over anymore. You know, they're taking advantage of everything, and they're being invited by the benefits that they're given.
Well, and most of the groups we saw were men holding the hands of little girls. There were three, maybe four women in the group, but one of them came out of the brush carrying a little girl in his arms like a man would carry a woman, carrying her out of the brush. And I'm thinking, what were you doing in there with her? I mean, that's the thoughts that cross my mind. It is a humanitarian crisis, not just against American people, but these people are being tricked and fooled. Yes, into coming here for a better life. And it's just it's not right what they do to those people.
Yeah. Steve, you remember the guy from Honduras. I had Paloma for Trump on the show, and she translated directly to a gentleman from Honduras and left me and Steve absolutely speechless when he said, well, they're advertising it on the TV. Come to America.
Yeah.
Safety in numbers. We got you covered.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah, probably
on TV, folks.
Saying, oh, you're going to get in. Yeah, promising them asylum, and then once they found out they couldn't get in, they left them stranded in Tijuana. Left them stranded.
Stranded.
And these 14
the people were sitting out on the curbs in rain. It's raining, and there's nowhere for them to go. It's just sitting there in the pouring rain. Where do you go?
Yeah, they just want
there's no shelter.
Hurry.
There's nowhere for these people. It's so horrific. Whoa.
Another place that we toured down there in McAllen that we found a campsite where, you know, we found young girls' undergarments laying all over the place and, you know, where they had camped out. We had also found some paperwork that these Hondurans had filled out paperwork when they got to the Mexico border. And I have the originals where they had applied for a travel visa through Mexico. So some of them are actually filling out paperwork to get through Mexico just to get here and seek asylum. And Mexico's not doing anything. Why can't Mexico say, no, you're not going. You're not going to come through our country.
Because they're getting paid. Yeah.
And all the reports that I heard was that the next caravan's 40,000. But when you listen to the experts, the talking heads, they're saying 15,000. What are the numbers that you guys hear in the next caravan? I'm hearing there's three coming. I heard it's one gigantic caravan. And I'm sure we'll get more of the details with Lisa Joe, Jennifer Harrison, and William Gein next week. But what are the numbers you guys hear?
Well, they're on buses right now heading to the cities right across from Eagle Pass in Texas. They're heading there right now. They're on buses. They were loaded up this morning. And, you know, the stuff that we saw at the border, too, when Steve and I were down there with Brian, was women's bras, birth control packets, all kinds of medication because these people are all sick. It's just strewn all over the landscape there by the Rio Grande River. These are not well people who are coming to our country. And we already know the diseases they bring. But it's sickening to see how these people are exploited. And Rinaldo's fraction of the cartel there outside of McAllen, they have now turned to human smuggling. They aren't smuggling drugs. They're smuggling humans. And they charge these people $7,000 to $10,000 apiece. And when they come over to the United States, they are indebted to the cartel, whether they're sex slaves, whether they have to do whatever they tell them to do to pay off these fees. This is how that fraction of cartel outside of McAllen, Texas, is getting rich. And if our government does not, like Brandon Darby was saying, if our government doesn't realize this isn't just a wall that's needed, they have got to fight the cartel. This is a three-pronged problem. And there's got to be stuff to stop these cartel from, number one, smuggling drugs, and number two, from smuggling humans. I mean, the two things that are so deadly.
That's the way it happens. You know, they're smuggling humans, and then they can resell them. Unlike drugs, they can resell them over and over again. It's all about money. It's absolutely sickening. We have to do something now. It is now or never to secure our country. I mean, it's the bottom line. It's so common sense just to secure the country.
And if you want to know what I think all this abortion stuff has to do with human trafficking, too, because if the little kid's born alive on the table, you think they're going to – I don't think they're going to take that life. I think they're going to sell that life. Undocumented, no paper, no social security number, no birth certificate. You never know.
I mean,
it's kind of these people are crazy.
It's apparent that our politicians don't care about American lives, because if they're okay with these children being killed even after birth, and they're okay with their fellow American citizens being killed by illegals, yet they cry about the children who are separated at the border for 2 or 3 weeks, there's a problem with the politicians in our country.
You got to save the cankerworm over in Virginia.
After they allow
over in Virginia, you got to save the cankerworms, and you got to save the turtles out in the desert.
Yeah. What, Laura?
Important in lives. I said after they, determine that you can have a baby and then kill it, who's next? The elderly. That's who's next. So someone's going to make a decision that their life is not worth anything, and they'll be killed as well.
Yeah.
Those who can no longer contribute to society.
Yeah.
How about that?
All my children were contributing members to society, and they didn't deserve to die the way that they did. Every one of their dreams were ripped out from underneath them. And this is permanent separation, and our politicians can all go to hell who vote against this wall and who fail to recognize and acknowledge that we exist and that our children existed. They can all go to hell because, you know, my life, Laura's life, and Steve's life were completely turned upside down. Nobody will ever understand until you stand in our shoes of what it's like to lose a child, but on top of that, to have it be lost at the hands of an illegal alien criminal who is allowed to stay in our country.
That's right. Yep.
With multiple deportations.
All these deaths, all of our children's deaths were preventable. Molly Tibbetts' death was preventable. Pierce Corcoran, his death was preventable. Officer
Stanley,
his death was preventable. Every single one of them, every person that dies from heroin overdoses, their deaths are preventable.
Right. Well, and let me ask this. What other country do you think that you could go and invade and be and then all of a sudden expect, you know, the politicians in that country to fight for you and to force the citizens of that country to give you everything for free, and then when you commit crimes against their citizens and murder their citizens, be provided sanctuary from being prosecuted for those crimes? What other freaking country in this world can you go to and expect this?
That is exactly why we are divided today, because they can't stand up. You'd think the first wall would be to just agree that people can't come to this country illegally, they must come in legally. They can't even stand up and say that. That would be the first barrier, was just not to invite them or take away their benefits that we pay. And,
right.
You know, that's the first line. They can't even do that. So, I mean, they're hearing on the news they're coming here. You know, of course they're coming here. They know they've got, you know, if they can get a vote, you know, they know they can – give them their benefits, welfare, and everything that we pay in the system in case our kids need it or future down the line.
Well, and they've already been informed that, hey, Border Patrol is just going to process you into the country, and you're in scot-free.
You
don't go to port of entry. Go to Texas, cross the Rio Grande, go to Arizona, cross the wide-open desert, 330 miles of it with just barbed wire fencing. That's where you need to go, because once you step foot on the other side of that fence, you're scot-free, man.
And when
it's
you
crazy.
Do bring somebody's kid with you. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Or not even
and
your kid. Kidnap one.
And they keep showing, them. They keep trying to tell us, it's the women and the children, and they're separating the families. And what people don't seem to understand is you got grown men with a bunch of little kids, and they got to find out if that grown man is a relative of those little kids. That's the only reason they separate these people.
If I cross the border of another country, I would expect to be separated from my child or my family, because that would be the consequences of me crossing the border of another country illegally. I mean, you know, it isn't anything that any other country in this world wouldn't do to anybody who crossed their borders illegally. But the United States, because our politicians are they're just so weak, and they just fold under everything. They're not, you know, they're so worried about being politically correct, and that's why we need a Donald Trump as our president, because he doesn't care if he's politically correct. He tells the truth, and he talks like Laura, Steve, and I would. You know,
you know,
stupid.
Children
well,
are
yeah.
the most innocent in America. I mean, children are the so innocent, and we're now killing them or letting them be born and then decide to kill them, or we're letting people come over here illegally and use them as their cash when they're here to resell, and it's absolutely ludicrous that someone doesn't think about those people. You know, they know the loopholes, or even cartel get them to bring them over here for sex trafficking and slaves, and they sell them over and over again. It's got to quit. You know, they're the most innocent of all is the children, and when we don't protect those, we're not going to protect anybody. You know, if we don't protect them, that's our job.
Well, listen, the state of Arizona has allowed the cartel to come 30, 40, 50, 60 miles into the interior of the United States in Arizona. They have allowed them to come in here, and they're up in the mountains, and they're directing drug traffic. They are in our country pulling this all off. They're not just on the other side of the border. They're in our country.
Well, yeah, exactly. You know, one of the border ranchers down there told me one time that, you know, a lot of his doctors and stuff had moved up to Corpus Christi because the threat of kidnap, you know, if you were a doctor or had any, you know, means of wealth, then they were so afraid of kidnapping that they moved that far. Well, we've lost that territory. That's ridiculous. I mean, we're in America.
Hey, Mark. Mark, Marianne and I heard your figure last week. Okay. We were told by Brandon Darby that right now they have 15,000 reported missing children on the other side of the border. Think about that. 15,000 reported missing children. Those are the ones that are just reported.
Yeah, exactly. Those are the ones that are coming across our border.
Yeah.
I had a lady from South Carolina on. She's an attorney, and she was working on a case where there was an alien child who was trafficked up there, and they got him, and he was in the foster care system, and then he disappeared, and they can't find him. I'm going to have to contact her and see whatever happened to that case, if they ever located the kid. He was a very young 7 or 8 year old boy who just disappeared into the system, and they can't find him. And it's really sad. I think this is happening on a regular basis.
Absolutely.
I think it's common practice. And it's sad that we even have to have these conversations, that we even have to talk about.
What makes me so mad is these politicians say Donald Trump has manufactured this crisis. Our politicians have created this crisis.
Right.
They're the very ones who we need to look for.
Tell that to the angel families how this manufactured crisis is manufactured. Tell it to them, because that's why I always post the crisis is real. Hashtag the crisis is real, because it is. It's not a joke.
Created
4,000 homicides. 30,000 sexual assaults. 30,000 sexual assaults and 4,000 murders. That's insane.
Yep.
That puts a stress on our prison system. They're putting a stress on the school system, stress on the medical system, stress on the immigration system. Sooner or later, one of these little straws is going to break the camel's back, and it's all going to come crashing down. And what do you do? Nothing.
Well,
not
Jeff Merkley from Oregon is taking a mother who was separated from her child at the border to the State of the Union address tomorrow night. Jeff Merkley, they have 131 illegal aliens being held in the Oregon prison system right now for homicide charges. This man is evil. He talks about Trump being evil, separating these children at the border. Jeff Merkley is evil for allowing Oregon to become a sanctuary state and knowing he has 131 illegal aliens in his prison system for homicide, and yet he chooses to take an illegal alien to the State of the Union address. He is slapping us all in the face every day with every statement he makes and everything that he does. And this goes on in every single state.
Like, you know, after all of us going to the White House or anywhere, we know that, you know, if your name is even misspelled on your ID, you're not getting in for a while. You know, you're going to be delayed for however long it takes. I mean, how do they do that? You know, why aren't they upheld as a law? How do they get in there? You know, we know what it takes to get through the door. It's absolutely crazy. I mean, you know, Mark, more than the stress on the prisons and the money, there's stress on – they're destroying people's lives. These kids that are trafficked.
Families.
Kids that are murdered like ours. Families, they're
destroying families.
These families, that's right. And you know who's – you know, Satan is the top of that. That's his job. It's to destroy families, you know, steal, kill, and destroy. And it's happening, and our politicians are advocating it and loving it. It's absurd.
You haven't noticed
You
ever
noticed
that it seems that the illegal alien population is enjoying all the constitutional freedoms our forefathers gave to us, protect our inalienable rights granted to us by our God, and now the illegal immigrants get it, and we get ours slapped around, and our freedom and our hands are tied.
You know, we weren't just smarter than people. We were blessed by God as a nation because we had godly principles, and that's why America's blessed. We weren't just, you know, made smarter than the rest of the country. We were blessed by God because we loved God and served God and included him in schools and everything. And
government,
we kicked him out. And, I mean, yeah, we kicked him out and told him not to come, and you're seeing the results of it right in front of your eyes.
Well,
I heard the president wants to bring Bibles back to the
people. We're having overtalk, but this is a dose of reality for people. 53,220 Americans were killed in Vietnam. Over 63,000 Americans, since records have been being kept, have been killed by illegal aliens on our home ground, on our home soil. So more people have been killed by illegal aliens. Yes.
Yeah.
since the Vietnam War.
Yeah. And, you know, you think 911 was horrible, and it was horrible to those families and to the nation, but there was not near the number. I mean, you know, to their family, it doesn't matter. It's one. It's yours. I mean, you can't even dispute that. But look what we did in response to that is take up, you know, a secure travel arrangement. You know, it's absurd not to do it at our border.
Yeah, it's easier to get on an airplane than it is to get – I mean, it's easier to get across our border than it is to get on an airplane in our country.
Yeah, 10 times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I seen a meme of that said that last week, and I could just laugh when I seen it because it's so true. It's harder to get into the Super Bowl. It's harder to get into the Super Bowl than it is to get into the country. And you know what?
Yeah.
I used to own a Dodge Caravan. I know what a caravan is. What's coming across the border, what's heading across Mexico, that's an illegal invasion. That's not a caravan.
Right. Right.
You know?
They pick a lot of nice words for it.
I mean, let's remember something else. These are 15,000 to 30,000 unvetted, unaccompanied minors, adults. They're all unvetted. We don't know exactly if they're from Honduras, Guatemala, where they're actually coming from. And Mark, you and I have talked about there's reports of 6,800 or 6,500 of them that are of Middle Eastern descent, that they're radical Islamists. And how are we supposed to vet 15,000 or 30,000?
We can't.
How are we supposed you can't.
You keep them at the border,
and you
deal with business. You keep them at the border, and you deal with business there. And Judge Tigar of the Ninth Circuit Court, you know, he deserves a good punch in the gut because that's exactly what President Trump was trying to do, is keep these people at the border, get them vetted up, get them processed there. Do not release them into the interior of our country because 80% of them won't show up for their asylum hearings. We have
gotten
smarter as a nation.
Yeah, you know,
and you know what?
These people aren't coming from terrorist-sponsored, you know, countries. And, you know, we take so much, so I mean, you can't get on the airplane. You know, I'm going to get searched. My bags are going to get searched. I have the right documents, yada, yada, yada. You have to have nothing to walk into our country and take advantage of the system.
Yep.
It's absurd.
And the benefits, they get all these benefits while homeless veterans are freezing up in the Midwest when the polar vortex rolled in and froze the whole upper Midwest solid.
Right.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You know, we have a nation
here
that has its own foster system. And, you know, they're 18. They're kicked out with nothing. I mean, they are nothing after that. If they're, you know, and then think about those children. You know, they think, okay, I can't get what somebody come across here illegally. I'm 18 through no fault of my own in the foster system. And then I'm let go and done. You know, there's so many on our own that we can care for that are right here that we need to before we care for other countries.
And we've got a great lesson
people.
With Europe, you know, laid out before us. And if we're not taking, you know, history lessons from watching what's happened to those countries, we're, you know, our politicians, they have served their time. The majority of them are just so old and of old school thinking. And Nancy Pelosi can't even construct a full sentence. You know, and that's the Speaker of the House. That's a Speaker of the House. That's a woman who's holding this country by the reins. She is holding us hostage. And that woman doesn't deserve the power that she has because she can't even think straight.
And interestingly enough, she was getting on a plane to go to another country with, 93 people, including family members, on the very day they stopped a terrorist attack from happening at the White House.
Mm-hmm.
On the very day.
Ladies
third in
and
line,
gentlemen,
third
joining
in line
us.
For the presidency.
Yeah.
Joining me in the live feed right now is Eddie Schmitz. He does some great investigative work of the October 1st Vegas massacre. We're going to have a show on that coming up here real soon, too, because there's a lot of stuff shaking over there in Vegas. A lot of controversy in that situation. You wouldn't believe. I don't know if you know the whole story, but we have proven with it beyond a shadow of a doubt with people like Eddie and Renee Downs and a couple others who were there in Vegas who can testify. And I heard 911 calls. I heard hundreds of 911 calls. They go from 9:59 p.m. on October 1st to almost 4 o'clock in the morning, October 2nd. Gunfire all over Vegas. No reports. No reports in the mainstream media, a complete cover-up. Some believe it was some kind of possible terrorist attack, as Middle Eastern men were seen running around outside a couple of the hotels, and there was a shootout in a hangar, in Hangar 6, behind Mandalay Bay at the airport. Crazy, crazy stuff going on in Vegas that nobody talked about, but we talked about it here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network, because that's what we want to do. We want to bring the real truth to the people without spin, without editing, the real deal. And you hear it right here with Marianne, Laura, and Steve. Brian coming in and telling you exactly where your money's going from the GoFundMe border wall campaign. We're going to have all the information again posted up on the pages because it's very important. Now, I know you guys have some organizations and groups and things like that, so I don't know who wants to go first. So let's say flip a coin. There's three of you. How do I flip
Steve.
Is there a three-headed coin? We'll start with Steve and the Ronnebeck Foundation, how folks, and the campaign for the billboards, and we'll move on to each and every one of you from there.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So if people want to, if they want to donate money to help the victims of illegal alien crime, they can go to the grantronnebeckfoundation.org. Okay. Now, if they want to help us get billboards up, pictures of our loved ones up in these sanctuary cities so that people get to see what happens. They can put a face to the stories. They need to go to the RonnebeckInstitute.com. Okay? Either one. We need to get the information out. You know, and again, Mark, I'm going to tell you, Marianne and I are going to have something else coming up here soon we're going to tell you about. And it's going to be something that's going to be interesting to everybody, and it's probably going to be a lot of people want to participate. Can't really tell you about it now, but within the next month or so, we're going to have an announcement for you. Okay. So, but
all right.
You know the other one. Now, Marianne's going to tell you about another one that's very, very important.
Hold on, give me
Angel
one second. Ladies and gentlemen, give me one second. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us in the live feed, the one and only Laura Luma. Laura, you need to come on my show again and talk about when you and Ben went over to Nancy Pelosi's house with the illegal aliens. That was incredible. I need to talk to you. I would love to have you come on the show. Please contact me as soon as you possibly can. Thank you. Go ahead. Sorry.
We've got angelfamilies.com, which is a group made up of victims' families and survivors of illegal alien crime. And you know, the need for us to be mobilized in this, you know, time of history to be able to get angel families to D.C. and be able to get the word out of what's happening. More and more angel families are joining us every day. We need help. We need donations. You know, these pro-illegal groups get millions of dollars donated to them every year. And we need help with travel because, you know, my wallet is very thin at this point. I've tried to help as much as I can to get people to D.C. and do our Angel Family Rally that we did in August, but we need help, folks. We need some money to get new stories out there, new victims out there, and any help would be so greatly appreciated. AngelFamilies.com, there's a donate button on our website. We are revamping our website here in the next couple weeks, which will have victims' pictures on the front page, and you'll be able to click on anybody's picture and get the full story of what happened to that fellow American of yours. So look for changes coming on our website.
Excellent. And Laura, do you have anything that you want to promote put out there?
On this issue, you know, is it WeBuildTheWall.org, Marianne? Is that what it is?
WeBuildTheWall.us.
.us, yeah. We need people to help us build that wall. It's now or never. All of us realize that you know, this president has it's once it done, he realizes the need for it, and it's now or never. So definitely fund that if you can. Anything helps. And then Angel Families, right along with Marianne, angelfamilies.com. And, you know, we need to tell our stories and to get them heard, and we're getting new people to join that every day, and they need to tell their stories, but we have to be able to get them around and position them to tell their stories so that people can hear it. And then I do speak publicly on occasion, and you can go to enforcethelaw.org to see that if you'd like.
Hey, Mark.
Well, and I want to ensure your listeners that, you know, Angel Families, me personally, I would not be on an advisory board for WeBuildTheWall.us if it wasn't something that I believed in 100%. I want to ensure the listeners that the money is going to the wall.
Sorry about that.
Hey, Mark.
The money is going for the
yep.
wall, and it is being used exactly what the people are donating it for. It's not being misused.
Yes.
There's lawyers, there's CPAs, there's people involved who are making sure this money is kept safe and it is used to the wall project.
Hey,
amen. And that's WeBuildTheWall.us. Yes, sir, Steve.
Okay, the one thing that I want to tell your listeners is again, what Marianne said, this is for real. This isn't a scam. This isn't a hoax. And what we really need your listeners to do, and Marianne and Laura and I will all tell you the same thing. On the GoFundMe page, anybody who donated before January 11th needs to go back to the GoFundMe page, and they need to click the opt-in button, okay? That way, if they want to continue with their donation, anybody who donated before January 11th is going to make sure that money goes to WeBuildTheWall.us. Okay? That's one
Amen.
Of the things that we need people to know.
Yeah. That's our first and foremost. You know, we're not advocating for money for ourselves. We want this wall done, and Brian was so great to step in, and I just can't even understand the amount of money he got so quickly. And so we really need to keep this going. And, you know, everything counts. If it's $5, if it's $10, if it's $1 million, everything counts. And it'll go straight toward the wall. So, I mean, we really need it.
Yeah.
Right on. So, folks, head on over to WeBuildTheWall.us, AngelFamilies.com, and the RonnaBeckInstitute.com. Check these out. And what was the other one that we had? .us.
Say one more thing, that WeBuildTheWall is targeting areas that has no wall. And that's the areas
right.
that Brian is targeting to make sure that they're put in critical places. Brandon Darby, like I said, with the Cartel Chronicles, he knows exactly where these people are crossing. He's helping out with the planning stages. And it's an amazing group of people, and you have to just know that we would never, ever mislead the American people, because that's not what Angel Families are about.
Yeah.
Amen. And I want to thank you guys once again for coming on. When you guys have the announcement, feel free to contact me. We'll get you guys come on with the announcement. A couple of weeks, we'll get an update again from Brian, and we'll keep updating the progress as the wall goes up in these places that have – there are places, folks, you can't even tell if you cross the border or not. You can't – there's nothing there. It's a dirt, rocks, tumbleweeds, and cactuses on this side, dirt, rocks, tumbleweeds, and cactuses on that side, and there's no way of telling what side's what. And it's very easy. You can sneeze while you're walking along the border and all of a sudden be an illegal migrant into Mexico. So I mean, it's crazy. All this caravan has to do is, you know what, the heck with Tijuana. Let's make a quick right and go to Brownsville. There's nothing there, and they can walk right across. The Rio Grande is 3 feet deep maybe there, you know? And here they come. And if that's not a national emergency, 15,000 people get ready to bum rush a border, that sounds like a national emergency to me. So we got to keep talking and keep bringing this story because it's important.
You know,
so right now is the time where I'm going
to
go
know
over.
Where the borders, where they cross. Cartel pays those people
right.
to be down there every day finding out where they can get drugs across.
Yep.
Absolutely. And so right now I'm going to go over my schedule. I got a great schedule coming up. Tonight was a great show. Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited that this show even happened. But I have this Thursday, the creator and founder of Lexit, that's Latinos Exiting the Democratic Party, David Basulto. He's going to come on and talk about Lexit. And then I have a gentleman who's thrown off of Frontier Airlines a couple of years ago for wearing a MAGA hat. And again, for wearing a MAGA hat, Kenny Cool, he's going to join us on the 7th. That's at 8 p.m. Eastern. Then I'm going to bring on Stuart Rhodes from Oath Keepers on February 11th. I've been trying to get this guy on the show for years through the Bundy situation and before the Bundy situation when he was here in my little county at a Second Amendment rally at the fairgrounds like in 2013. I've been trying to get Stuart to come on the show. He's going to come on the show February 11th. So that's fun stuff. Then, of course, on the 14th, I'm taking the 14th off. We're not going to be on the 14th. It's Valentine's Day. I'm going to enjoy that with my wife. And then on the 18th, President's Day, I will have Lisa Joe, Jennifer Harrison, and William Gein from Americans for Legal Immigration PAC. They're not too happy with some of the things that are being done here concerning the border, but you know, you can't be happy with everything. I'm not too happy about the DACA and the Dreamers and all these people maybe getting a free pass or whatever the case may be. But you have to make some concessions somewhere. So, and then, this is a big one, folks. No, and then, on the 21st of February, barring any gag orders, Roger Stone will be joining us here on the Patriot Nation Radio Show, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on the 21st. So that's a big one, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, this little 66-year-old man with a expired passport and no guns in the house was raided by 27 fully armed militarized agents with 17 vehicles and two amphibious boats in the canal behind his house. Casey decided to jump in the water and swim away. A harmless little old guy. The guy's like 5'5". He is not a threat. Ransacked his house, and conveniently CNN just happened to be there at 4 o'clock in the morning. Cameras all ready to go. Funny. Is there some kind of tip off there? But that's the 21st, Roger Stone, folks. So we got a great calendar coming up. Please join us. Hit the Facebook page, the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Hit the like. Share all our stuff. Come and enjoy the page. We put up some fun memes, and we bring a lot of good information. We also like to post songs like Gladys Knight doing the national anthem. You can find that there on my page and other things. And, of course, Patriot Nation Radio, the group, head on over and join the group. And you get all the radio show information on those two pages. The page and the group. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. It's my pleasure once again to host Laura, Mary Ann, and Steve, and of course to host the triple amputee veteran hero, Build the Wall campaign founder, Brian Colfage. God bless him, and God bless you guys for coming on the show. And right now I'm going to do, from our good friend Dave Bray at DaveBrayUSA.com, Music on a Mission Storyteller Edition. Get you a copy today. He did release a new song this past week. He did a quick live jam of it. He wrote it on a piece, and he signed the lyrics, and he's going to send them to a lucky viewer. So if you watched it and you hit like or share or whatever, if he picks you, you get that lyrics handwritten by Dave Bray signed. That's great stuff. Dave Bray is doing great stuff. So here it is, folks. This is the Star Spangled Banner as performed by our good friend Dave Bray. Make sure you check out PatriotShit.com and LibertyRush.com as well. I want to thank everybody again, once again, for tuning in. And here it is, Dave Bray, USA, the Star Spangled Banner. God bless, good night, and peace to all. Yes, indeed. Hey, you know what? One more thing before I go. I have see somebody here in my call-in queue from Long Island. So I'm going to pick up the line and bring them on and say hello. Hey, you're from Long Island. I recognize the area code. What's happening? Welcome to the show. I got to wrap up real quick, but I wanted to say hello. They're not answering. All right, folks. Well, I want to say thanks. Good night. God bless America. Until we meet again, take care. And thank you once again for tuning in. There is no show without you. Peace.